This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
My big sister and I are so excited to introduce our new podcast to you. Trading Pages is a wonderful
podcast. Tradingpages.pantspending.com.
Hold on, I'm not there yet. A podcast where two sisters sit down and talk about their love for surrealist novels, manga,
No. We're talking about romance, meet cutes, daring acts of love.
A new plan. Each week we convene online, despite being 2,500 miles away, to willingly have sibling spats about our taste in books.
Each week, we assign each other a book outside of our comfort zone, and then the next week, we
tear it to shreds.
No, we discuss what we liked, what we didn't like.
Usually that one.
Bronwyn. And then we give each other a new book so we can start all over again. We have a 2-week schedule so listeners can read along if they like.
We are part of the Pants Pending Studios Entertainment Network.
Find Trading Pages at tradingpages.pantspending.com or find us wherever you get your podcasts. Bronwyn, what are you doing?
Hold on. I'm texting Mom to apologize for our content this week. Again.
Oh, no.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
You know what my Lexus won't do? It won't start smoking meth and break into your house in 10 years and steal your goddamn PlayStation 2, motherfucker. All it's going to do is be gas efficient and have a good resale value.
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is the social hour. On today's show, comedian Josh Firestein. And now your host. The Catholic Church just got $1.4 billion in coronavirus aid funds, and he's still waiting on his $1,200 stimulus check. Deese Casillas!
Mollup Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is the Social Hour. I am Deese. Thank you for coming around for another great episode. We've got a lot in store for you today. Great show with my buddy and up-and-coming comedian Josh Firestein. We're going to get right into it, guys. This is one of my favorite episodes we've done in a while. A lot of fun. No disrespect to anyone else who's been on the show recently, but I love talking to Josh. Super funny guy. Definitely check him out. Follow him on all social media. And I just hit record because we recorded this the other day via Zoom, and we were having such a great conversation. I'm like, dude, we're missing all the good stuff for the podcast. So I just hit record in the middle of the conversation, and we jump right into it. So I'm going to let you guys get in right now. Enjoy this conversation I had with my good friend, Josh Firestein.
Afghanistan 3 times. All 3 times, the only type of like FaceTime communication that we could do was like Skype.
Or, yeah. And then also,
I think there was another one.
FaceTime?
No, because I didn't have an iPhone or a Mac or anything like that. So it was like, but Skype was like, and I never heard about Zoom ever.
Yeah, how come it just like the
how come we're not doing these shows on Skype?
That's true too. Nobody ever.
Why is everybody?
Nobody ever thought like Zoom. Something happened. Like there was that. I think it was that Atom Smasher that's over in like Switzerland that caused the Mandela effect. I think it created Zoom and like backdated them into our reality also.
Okay.
Have you heard of that thing?
No.
No, it's this. So
you're making something up.
You're familiar with the Mandela effect, right?
No, I know who Nelson Mandela is.
Okay. You're not familiar with the Mandela effect? Okay. I'm going to blow your mind right now.
Can I guess what it is?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. I'm going to guess that the man, I'm going to proclaim that the Mandela effect is when you get out of jail and take over some shit.
No, it's not. That's close though. The Mandela effect is actually a theory. So, this is a good, I've been wanting to do this with someone, so maybe we'll do this. And I started recording now, so this is all on the air now. Mandela effect has to do with the idea that, Nelson Mandela died. Let's see. When did Nelson Mandela die? Nelson Mandela died in let's see here. In 2013, he died after he got out of prison and all that stuff, right? Is that how you remember it?
I didn't even know he died.
Okay, he died. but like, there, a lot of people remember him dying in prison in the late 80s. There's like a huge swath of people who remember him. Like, they're like, no, he died in the 80s while he was in prison. And so then there's all these other things that are about that, like similar to the Mandela effect also, that they attribute to that. And I'll ask you a couple right now and let's see which ones you remember, what you remember them as. Like the Berenstein Bears. You remember them?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you spell Berenstein?
I think it's Berenstein.
Yeah, Berenstein, right?
Yeah.
No, it's Berenstein, Stain.
Stain?
Yes.
Berenstain?
Yes.
The Berenstain.
Berenstain
boys.
Bears. That's how it's.
Berenstain Bears.
And apparently it's always been that way, but you meet these people that always remember it as Berenstain Bears, and like, no, it's Berenstain. It always has been. It was AIN.
Wow.
A big
one.
I
have one for you.
Okay. Well, a big one is the movie Kazam with the Sinbad.
Yeah.
That's a big one too. I remember that movie.
Sinbad's like, I didn't ever do that movie.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I think Sinbad's fucking with us. He just destroyed every copy of that movie because it was shit. If you're like, no, you're remembering Shazam with Shaq. And I'm like, no, I remember that movie too. Because I remember when that came out, I'm like, this is like another big black guy who's a genie. This is like way too close to each other. Except Sinbad's a better rapper. That's the only difference between the two. And I'm like,
Sinbad rap?
I don't know if he rapped. Shaq was just a bad rapper. I remember that movie, Kazam. Like, I remember it. So then there's a bunch of them like that. Let's see. What are some of the other ones? Like, there's Skechers. Like, how do you spell Skechers? Like the brand, the shoe.
Sketchers.
No, there's no T in Skechers. It's Sketchers.
Skechers.
Yeah. There's
Let me get some Skechers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never heard someone pronounce it Skechers.
Okay, that's you've been just pronouncing it incorrectly, and probably being culturally insensitive to whatever Skechers are from.
Sounds European.
Yeah. There's like all these different ideas about the Mandela effect, and the crazy thing is, I remember them all how they say they're not. Almost everything I remember, like the way. The idea is there's this atom smasher in like Switzerland where they create fucking with dark matter, and they say in 2014 when they were smashing atoms, it shifted our reality slightly into this other reality, and there's slight variances. So
interesting. And that was in 14?
I think 2014, yeah.
That would explain a lot of weird stuff going on. I just found 40 examples of the Mandela effect.
Yeah, there's a bunch. There's like there's a
bunch
whole
of people think, oh wow, Jif peanut butter,
Jiffy, yeah, Jif or Jiffy.
It was never Jiffy.
The Monopoly man, that's a big one. Whether he had the monocle or not, he never had a monocle apparently. But I remember even with a monocle when I was a kid.
He had a monocle, dude.
He never had a monocle.
There's Berenstain.
Yeah. These are the
Curious
things.
George never had a tail.
Yeah.
I think we're looking at the same article.
Yeah, probably. It's a pretty common one on Good Housekeeping, or maybe.
Yeah, Good Housekeeping.
Yeah, there's this one about Pikachu, the black tip on his tail. Never had a black tip on his tail. There's just all these little things. Fruit of the Loom's a big one too. It doesn't have the cornucopia behind it. There was definitely that like horn of.
There was
plenty.
Definitely a cornucopia.
Yeah. Nope. Never one. Apparently.
There was.
Well. They don't exist though. Those things don't exist anymore. They just kind of all.
There was a cornucopia.
There absolutely was, right? Yeah, that's
unless that was just like the off-brand.
That was the one you were getting in Tijuana. Those were the Mexico ones you got
we
with the
Lokes.
We were
just talking about this before you started recording the podcast, but
yeah,
maybe that was like the bootleg version. Oh, I'm looking at it now. I'm gonna put it on. I'm gonna put it on here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm. Yep, that's what I'm looking at. Exactly.
Yeah, that's. By the way, some people are really good with Zoom, where they can be like sitting in their little studio, and then they go, yada yada yada, and then they pull up like
right cut to
like
it,
like the Daily Show or whatever.
Yeah,
it's like up in the corner. They go, yeah, the fucking look at that thing over there.
I don't know how to do that either. I'm not.
Shit, you got to learn, dude. You got a successful podcast where
I got
a 313th guest.
Since I'm doing your 313th show. Again, I've had other guests multiple times, Josh.
I'm just so glad you had me on such a milestone of a show.
313, that's the big one. That's the one we're celebrating. You got to stay after for champagne and when the ball drops. We treat it like New Year's Eve for some reason. I don't know. I don't know how to celebrate things.
Okay, you don't need to celebrate.
Yeah. So, like I said, I just realized we can do this via Zoom. So that's, you know, it literally took a global pandemic for me to like get a little smarter, apparently.
You have an entire nation to thank.
Yeah, right. I do. Thank you, China. Is that the nation you meant? The thanks.
Nation. Not global superpower.
Yeah, no kidding. The ones who own us. So, since I just started recording in the middle of this conversation, so guys, for everybody who's listening, we have Josh Firestein, comedian extraordinaire from Tacoma, Washington, on the show with us. How you doing, buddy?
Good. I would call me comedian ordinaire, but that's fine.
I want
to add extra.
People have different opinions, man.
You know what? Yeah, that's true. I am fat, so maybe that's where the extra comes
in. Yeah, the extra, little extra pushin.
Extra weight. Extra pushing, extra cushion.
So you're one of the lucky few. You guys are able to actually do some comedy over there on the West Side right now.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm actually hosting tonight at Tacoma Comedy Club.
Oh, who's there tonight?
Pauly Shore.
Oh, hey. All right.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, look at that.
The weasel. We're going to wheeze the juice in the green room. No, the host got sick, so...
So you're filling in, pinch
He's like, yeah, I'm not gonna risk getting. I don't know. I don't think it's Corona, but I'm not gonna risk it, so I'm not coming. So.
Oh yeah,
is like, you know, that's fine.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's cool. That's one of the things too. Some of these guys, like, I mean, for me, I want to make a living, but for other guys, like, who already have a living, they're like,
yeah,
fuck it. What
sense.
Do I care about going? You know, like some of these comics, even like headliners, I don't understand why they're even going and doing shows. If they're making money, like, I'm going to go to who's going to go to Spokane, Washington and risk a weekend, you know?
They could, rent shop. Right. 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's true. He already had it, though, so he can't get it again. He has it right now. Him and Brian Callen.
Right now, yeah. Right now.
So... He's like, I'll be over it by then. I'll have the antibodies. You can't get it twice. It's like herpes.
Is it? You can't get it twice?
I don't know. That's not scientifically sound at all. Don't take any advice from me at all.
Because I saw this guy went to high school, Juan Correa. We used to call him Lazy. It was called him in high school. We called him Lazy because he had a lazy eye. It was like a real lazy eye. And I know that sounds mean, but like he embraced it. He liked being called, like he told the teachers to call him Lazy. So like teachers called him Lazy.
Jesus Christ. That'd be a fucking class action lawsuit now.
He 8-miled that like defect of his body. And like we all, nobody was making, like you couldn't make fun of him. Like,
right.
You have a lazy eye. And he'd be like, yeah, yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's what they call me.
Like, yeah, my name's Lazy. What do you think that was about? Yeah, work ethic?
That's the eye, specifically.
He put on Facebook the other day that he got coronavirus And then he had just tested positive for it again.
Really?
Maybe he got over it and then tested positive for it again. And then people were arguing with him on his timeline, like, you got the flu. You don't have, like, I don't know. You weren't there.
Right. He got the test. Like, he probably got tested. Yeah. I would imagine
he got tested. I don't know why you're.
I don't know. I think none of us have it or all of us have it. It's like the virus in The Walking Dead. I think we just all fucking have it now or whatever.
I'm sure I've had it. I'm sure I've had it already.
You think so?
Because a lot of people don't show symptoms.
Yeah. That's true.
I think I actually talked about this with Casey McClain, where he was like, hey, remember back in like January or February when I had to cancel on this one thing because I got real sick and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah. And then as he was saying it, I knew what he was going to say. He's like, I think I had coronavirus.
Yeah.
Because he was like sick for like 3 days or whatever.
And then
like really hot, coughing, headaches, fever,
sure,
all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. My girlfriend has coronavirus once a month, it turns out. I'm like, fuck, dude, again? Jesus Christ, get over it. This is fucking
According to my employer, I have it right now.
Yeah. It's so terrible. Like, I don't know. It's hard to know because, yeah, the symptoms are so weird. Everyone has like a different reaction, or some people have no symptoms, and you know, it's like, how the fuck do you know what's actually real and what's not anymore with this? So, you know, do they have the
nothing's
you,
real?
You, yeah, nothing's real. It's all simulation. Fuck it.
It's all simulation.
I'm okay with that. Did you guys have the you guys? Well, I guess you do now. The mask regulations, like in public anywhere now.
Yeah, and it's not a big deal. To me, it's not that big of a deal. It sucks.
Yeah,
it's irritating and it sucks. And sometimes my breath smells bad, especially if I've been like, if I'm at a comedy show or whatever, and or like at a barbecue or something. And I've had some alcohol. Like, you know how that breath kind of is just gross.
Yeah.
Like, or if I've been, you know, sucking a whole lot of buttholes, just
right.
the smell, it's terrible, but it's not that bad. What's crazy is when people get like angry that they have to wear, like angry, like, we're about to brawl right now because I'm telling you can't come in here. I'm not a bouncer anymore, but like I've seen it at the Tacoma Comedy Club and at my friend's bar where people were refusing. And they're like, well, you can't come in. And then they like throw a huge fit about it.
Oh,
it's usually
ladies.
It's usually white lady, middle-aged white ladies.
Yeah, that's generally. Like, did you see this guy at Costco?
My husband's
going to
beat me up later anyway. So fucking.
Did you see this guy at Costco? I think in Florida. Go nuts the other day. I'll play
you're
the audio.
Feet away from you.
You're harassing me.
I'm not harassing you. You are infecting us.
You're
coming close to me. You're coming close to me.
Back off! Threaten me again!
You hear this guy?
Did he pull a gun?
No.
Back
he's
the f*** up! Put your f***ing phone down!
The funny thing is he was running. He was wearing a shirt that said running the world since 1776. And I'm like, and you're like, dude, just you're really putting it all out there, putting all your cards on the table. Hold a couple closer to the vest, there, buddy. Also,
You know what he needed? He needed somebody to match that energy and come right back at him like this.
Yeah, like with that America tattoo right there.
back off.
The funny thing when I watched that too and someone's like pointing out the shirt, I'm like, I don't know, man, I think for like the first 50 years too, I don't know if you were running shit for the first 50. Yeah, like it was took a while.
Running shit. Except for that period from 1861 to 1865.
Right.
But
yeah, other than that, it was fucking we were crushing it. I'm like, dude, God. Yeah, people have lost. Talking to someone the other day, and we were talking about masks and the whole thing, and I'm like, I don't wear a mask for me because I don't value my life at all. But like, sure. I wear a mask.
I don't value your life either.
Yeah, exactly. See, and don't wear a mask for me. I wear masks because like other people are worried. I'm like, it's a minor inconvenience and makes a majority of people feel better.
It does. That's what it is. It makes other people feel better.
Yeah. And like that's to me that's fine. Then it was like the Mrs. Butterworth or Aunt Jemima syrup thing, when people like it was all these like it was a lot of
people mad about it. Like really,
yeah,
you were cherishing that. How much do you eat pancakes, bitch?
That was, yeah, I'm like, dude, here's what you should change the name of this syrup to. I'm an adult. Stop eating syrup. Fucking have a piece of toast and some coffee, you piece of shit. Like, what are you doing?
I did hear a funny joke from an Everett comedian named Adam Tiller. He was at open mic the other day, and he said 2020 has been hard. A lot of people losing their jobs. Even Aunt Jemima lost her job. I was like, oh, that's pretty funny. That's a good, that was a good take on it.
She's out, man. Yeah, Black Lives don't matter. They're out, even the fake ones. I don't really give a shit. I'm more into, like, if it makes other people feel better, then fine. I really, you know, whatever. I have no feelings or nerve endings or nothing.
I base my life on that. That's why I'm chubby, dude. Because I don't want, if I was, you know, ripped and sexy like I used to be, dude, over for these hoes, dude.
Right, you're just slaying. Your dance card be too busy. You couldn't have time for anything else.
It would just be everybody would want to do things with me. Everybody would want to come with me, hang out, or would, you know, my wife would want to have me around more, or whatever.
Right? No, yeah. Well, don't get crazy. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, no, I like that. I enjoy that attention, but. And I'm fat because I'm a fat idiot.
Well, yeah, you're American. That's what's, you know.
But American. I do what I do.
You paid your dues. You were in the military. You did your thing, right?
I was. Yeah. Once upon a time, yeah.
So what? I mean, you've told me this story, I think. You talked about it on stage a little bit. How did you end up from being in the military to doing comedy?
Well, I always wanted to do it. Yeah. You know, since I was a kid, I loved stand up as a kid and growing up. And I had to grow up real fast. No college scholarships. My parents got divorced when I was 17. My dad went overseas to take like a private. It was a whole thing. I had nowhere to go and nothing to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck it, I'm joining the army.
The army.
And this is what I'm doing at 17. And so I did. And then, you know, a few years in, I was like, I want to do stand up comedy, blah, blah, blah. And all my friends like just encouraged it. Like that's how we were. Just everyone encouraged everything that everybody wanted to do. And we'd often have conversations. We're like, hey, when I get out, I'm going to do this. Or when I get out, I'm going to go to school for this. Or when I get out, I'm going to try to start my own business for this. Or it's just like a lot of the dreams were little dreams. And mine was just, hey, I want to go try that, you know,
kind
of fun karaoke style. And then, you know, people encouraged it. And then, I just did it once. There's a little more to it, but,
no, that's basically it.
Some people, you know, some people died and I was like, fuck it. I got to do this.
I'm going
to
keep doing it. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I did it. And then I liked it. And then, I was like, oh, I'll keep doing this.
Yeah. Do you think that, I mean, your military background had anything to do with your, like, go-get-it-ness with comedy? Because, like, we all know a lot of comedians. We know a lot of the same comedians who are, like, super talented but super lazy, right?
Yeah, for sure. Like, it definitely has a lot to do with it. I also kind of, like, my dad was also very – I've always been a lazy person. Like, I am just as lazy, if not lazier, than a lot of people, but I will work hard to be lazy, if that makes sense.
Yeah. You work hard at something to make sure the rest of your life is convenient.
Because I've always been lazy, and my dad and me would go like head to head because I'd be lazy, not want to do things, and he'd be like, "Oh, you could do anything you wanted if you weren't a lazy sack of shit." And I'm like, "You don't love me," and he's like, "You don't understand what I'm saying," and you know.
Maybe what I want to do is be a lazy piece of shit. Maybe I'm nailing it right now, Dad. I'm crushing my dreams.
I'm making it by being like, you don't understand. No, but that growing up with that and then straight into the military. Yeah, for sure. It you have to do things now.
Yeah.
Like if you don't do it now, it doesn't get done.
Right.
And that's like the kind of mentality. Like if I don't go do, I don't know an example, but I guess a good example is doing comedy right now during the pandemic is like a lot of people don't want to go do it. They're like, I'll just wait. I'm like, I don't have time to wait.
Right.
Like,
right.
I had to wait a couple months to take that time off.
Yeah.
And in my mind, that like puts me back. I was on a roll with a lot of things with my performance, with my writing skills, with book ability, I guess. And then everything just stopped everything stopped. Like for real, like I got super lazy. I lost my job and I wasn't doing anything except for playing Madden, not writing any jokes, doing nothing. And then the opportunity came to start doing stuff again. And I was like, oh man, I got to get out of this rut. Cause if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it. So like that definitely is a huge motivation to that other people, I feel like, don't, which is sad, but they don't have.
Right. Well, yeah, you got to hop on and actually do. I mean, really, one of the things, it is the work ethic of just going out there and getting it. Cause comedy, like, yeah, people will call you and people want to book you. I mean, like, that's the thing that's going to happen if you're good, if you're deserving, or good.
Yeah, but you have to go get those gigs, man.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. A lot of it is going to get or creating opportunities, or, you know, fucking also being like, motivated enough to respond quickly and prompt, you know, to
all stuff that you do too, that, you know, setting up your own shows, going on the, you know, getting on the phone, cold calling people and talking to bars and venues that you have shows where Idaho, Montana, Washington,
and I've done some stuff in Oregon and Wyoming and
right
stuff too.
So, and that all comes from that, like, if I don't do this now, I just call people, right? I'm not getting any shows next month. Well, why don't I just call a bar and set up a show?
Well, that was kind of the thing that, like, when, you know, I felt like there wasn't enough for me to do around here. And I'm like, well, let's start fucking putting shows together. And I'd start calling places. And yeah, I mean, I come from a background of, like, marketing and business development. And I was a consultant for a while in my own business. And I'm like, it's really easy for me to, like, call someone and tell them the, like, logistics and figure out if we can do it or not, and, you know, and just kind of make it happen.
There's definitely that's good. What do you have the skill background? What was that? What were you consulting people on?
I did a lot of different stuff, but yeah, fuck, I had range, man. But, like, mostly
you're just let me know and I'll consult you, whatever you need.
Mostly new companies who were trying to figure out branding and where to advertise and how to properly advertise. There's a lot of new companies like that. And, like, getting them online and figuring out, like, where, yeah, a lot of advertising dollars stuff. That was kind of like, I don't know, figuring out demographics and where to spend their money and where to properly put their money and, like, what they're trying to get a return on things. But yeah, I fucking worked with so many different crazy companies, like anywhere from this guy who was from Coney Island, who had this, like, wanted to make this crazy, like, high end hot dog company, like they have in Coney Island, like Coney Dogs in Southern California. And I ran his catering, I started his catering part of his business, to a clothing company called Haverhill that I ran forever, like, doing, yeah, so all kinds of shit.
You were just ripping people off, weren't you?
Yeah, dude, I didn't do any fucking. I just took money and then went to Mexico.
Consulting, actually, for my new business.
Yeah, just send me a check. As soon as that clears, I'll let you know what I think. I just sent him a lot of pie graphs and charts.
It's the same pie graph. You just put different variables in there.
Yeah, just. they're like, oh, yeah. I'm like, you see, this is bad. The red one's the bad one. Red one's always the bad one.
Yeah, I just put good and bad. Look, here's what we're doing good. Here's what we're doing bad. Send me more money and I'll fix it.
Yeah, we gotta get that good more. More good, less bad.
It so fast.
Yeah.
It's so, almost like he was using Photoshop.
Right. Yeah, dude. It's amazing. Don't look up any of the companies I worked for. They're all bankrupt and defunct now. None of them
are they?
No, actually, there's some that still are.
Oh, that would be so great if they were. Not for them though, but for you.
Just for my resume. Yeah. I did leave that business behind. Actually, I still do every now and then. Like, well, I quit like about 2 years ago. I finally stopped taking gigs. I was still taking gigs here in Spokane. There was a marketing firm that would hit me up. That's how I ended up staying in Spokane, because I came here for a weekend and I got sucked in with this guy who had an.
You came for a weekend and you're like, that's like a Vegas story.
Dude, yeah. Like, yeah. Except in Spokane.
But in Spokane, that's so sad. Like, it's sad when it's Reno, but right. Reno sounds better than Spokane.
Right. Yeah. The only way it gets worse, like the only step down from that is Spokane Valley. I left L.A. and I was in Montana for a couple months just hanging out and seeing friends over there. And I helped my friend launch she had like a cell phone business, like her own little kiosk thing she was launching. And I was on my way to Portland to stay with my buddy I grew up with in L.A. And I stopped in Spokane for a weekend. I'd been here before because I used to, when I lived in Montana for a while in my teens, we'd play Hoop Fest and shit. So I knew cool. I'd been to Spokane and I was here for a weekend just like going to hang out. And I met a guy who owned a search engine optimization company. He just moved here from Seattle and he found out what I did, like my expertise. And he's like, hey, I got this meeting on Monday. I need someone who does what you do. Will you take this meeting with me and like maybe take this like contract? And I'm like, I don't want to stay like now. And eventually he talked me into it. I signed an 8-month lease on a house, and fucking 10 years later, I'm still here. Like
same house?
No, I rented that house literally 8 months on that lease, and then I was month to month on it for another 4.5 years because I kept telling myself I was going to leave Spokane. Month to month for 4.5 years on a house. That's how uncommitted
you
I was.
You know what? I like that, though. You're like, on one of these days, I'm just going to leave.
It was a 500 square foot house. There wasn't that much to move. Like, I could have fit it in my car. All I had to do was leave. I just had to get in my car and not come home one day. And I would have, like, that's all it would have taken. That's all it would have taken. I have another house now. But, yeah, that's in, like, now I'm here. So, now I'm running for mayor. I'm here. I'm doing the whole
right.
thing.
Right. I remember. Yeah. East Casillas for mayor.
I actually filled out the paperwork the other day. I have like a whole political Sorry. Benefit thing that I filled out with the IRS and stuff too.
Oh, really? Yeah. When's the election are you running for?
2023 is the next election, so I got a couple.
2023.
Years. Yeah, but I'm gonna start. Yeah, I'm gonna start making banking money and.
So you already dedicated yourself to another 3 years.
Yeah, I'm here for a couple years at least. So unless this, yeah, I'm hoping that before the next 3 years, we're gonna go like Road Warrior style, and I can just kick in the doors of City Hall and challenge our mayor to like a duel, and I, you know.
How good are you at dueling?
I feel like I could out-duel. She's a dame. She's a gal. She ain't get. She's
dude, that mean shit, dude. I know some lady gunslingers, dude.
Yeah, she's like Calamity Jane, man. She's a fucking news. She was a news anchor before she was mayor.
I can't defend her now. I can't news anchor. I can't. No,
she's for NBC too. The worst of the big three.
I gotta say something though. As somebody running for mayor, you gotta fix that poster, that Avengers poster behind you. It is. It feels like it's not straight. I keep looking at it because it feels like it's not straight.
Is it? Well, it could be the angle of the.
It might be the angle of the camera.
Yeah, because unless the wood paneling isn't straight.
Because it looks like one of the edges comes like closer to the edge of that wood
shadows,
panel.
Shadows, I think. It's like bad
shadows.
It's pretty straight, it looks like.
I got to not look at it.
So I won't use that for my poster.
I'll put tape over it.
For my banner. When I run for mayor,
like get me out of this wooden basement.
Right? Yeah, you're not the first person to say that. not everyone gets out.
Everyone gets in. Nobody gets out.
these conversations are the reason I know I'll never be mayor. Because like, if you want to run a smear kit, like all you have to do is like any audio of me ever. Just pull any podcast, go to any time in that podcast, and I'm probably saying something horrible.
And you know they could offer people, like if they offered me like $100.
Yeah, yeah.
And hotel.
Like
I would
in a Subway gift card.
$100 hotel and drink tickets. Yeah. I would let all the secrets out.
Yeah, dude, just do it. Here's the thing. Here's my plan. I already have my plan down. I'm going to run a smear campaign on myself.
Ooh, 8 Mile.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to fucking, like, it's, like, I'm going to, it'll be, so my first commercial is going to be this. It's going to be me walking through the woods with a baby, suckling the nipple, feeding a baby.
Okay.
Yeah. Because right. I can do what I want. Don't tell me what my body, my choice. Yeah, of course a real baby.
Of course a real baby.
Yeah, okay. Obviously a real baby. Probably a black one to make it like so I'm multicultural, you know, and like holiest black baby suckling on my nipple. And I'm walking through the woods near nature, near perfect. That's Spokane's motto because it's not perfect, but it's near. It's close.
And is that really Spokane's motto?
Yeah. And it's not near nature. It's nature-ish. So I'm going to I'll walk through the
you
woods.
You need to be mayor and change that logo.
Yeah,
motto.
I know, dude. Yeah. I think I was going to put it near nature, near drugs. I think I was going to.
Not perfect.
Yeah. So I'm walking through the woods with this black baby suckling my nipple. And then I'm going to notice the camera, casually look over and be like, oh, hi there. And I'm going to lift the baby up to the heavens. Uh-huh. Bald eagle swoops down. Gentle talons. Swoops the baby off. America, salute the eagle. And then I go, hi, I'm Dees Casillas, and I'm running for mayor of Spokane. And would you want your mayor to have said something like this? And then I'm just going to play audio clips I said. And then she's like, no, you would not. Paid for by the people for not wanting Dees Casillas for mayor for Dees Casillas for mayor. And people are going to be so confused, and then they'll just vote for me.
But they'll just hear your name over and
exactly,
over.
Exactly, repetition. So you got it.
I remember Dees Casillas.
Yeah.
I remember that name.
Yeah. What about that name? Something about killing a black baby.
What's your current mayor's name?
Nadine Woodward.
Nadine Woodward?
Yeah.
That's too hard to say.
Dumb name, too. Nadine. What is this, the 1920s?
Nadine Woodward. Woodward? Because is it Woodard, Woodyard, Woodward?
Yeah.
Casillas is easy.
Right. Yeah, everyone knows how to do that.
Also, there's a big Hispanic population in Spokane.
Is there? I haven't found them yet.
Oh, yeah. They're there, dude.
Somewhere. They're working. They're out there.
They're working.
They stay low key, but they're around. This isn't Central Washington. They're not. This isn't Wenatchee.
Oh yeah, Wenatchee and Tri Cities is very Hispanic.
Yeah, Yakima.
Yakima.
All that shit.
They're all almost dead too. Did you hear?
In Yakima.
The Rona's got them, dude.
Oh man, yeah, it hit hard out there. Well, Tri Cities too. Like, what is
Tri Cities was the main one. Yeah,
300 and some people at that Tyson factory in Richland. Or something like that. There's like a Tyson.
Really?
Yeah. No Dino.
Tyson's
nuggets,
always
man.
Tyson, dude.
I know. What are they doing with their like.
Every 5 or 10 years, they're in the news. Tyson hates pigs. And then they show a video of this guy like punching and spitting on pigs.
Right.
And then the next you're like, Tyson, what's in your chicken? And then it's like chicken bones and like garbage going into the chicken product. And then like now it's like Tyson serving coronavirus in frozen packages.
Right. Make sure and heat to 400. Preheat your oven. Get your coronavirus.
Yeah. Do not heat at 400 degrees or lower because it will not kill the coronavirus in these chicken nuggets.
Right, yeah. Heat it with UV lights too, naturally. That's how it works.
Tyson's selling drinkable bleach.
That's it. Every bleach. You know what? I came to a conclusion a while back. I think I know why young people aren't getting the coronavirus. Because last year they're all doing the Tide Pod Challenge. They have their inside of their body is covered in bleach. So they're all like, they were inoculating themselves pre-inoculation for the virus. They knew it was coming.
There's got to be lots of reasons, too. I would say that's a big reason for sure. Fentanyl, probably another reason.
That's a good one, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. That kills everything.
Make sure my kid's not around eating ass. That's a big thing.
Sure. Yeah.
That our generation does. I don't. I know you do. Don't want to judge
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What else is another thing that we
come
do?
Come on.
We
you need to treat yourself, man.
Our fucking monsters and rock stars. That's got to have a contributing factor.
Yeah. Our kidneys and our insides are hardened already. Like they just don't. There's no
White Claws.
Yeah.
Come on. That's not natural.
Dude, it's there. You know, there's nothing natural about a spritzer that gets you drunk. Yeah. It's not. It doesn't make sense. This is hydrating. How's this getting me? Yeah, this is not good for me.
Yeah, what?
I
seltzer? I didn't know what seltzer was, by the way, until 2 years ago.
Well, it's just like soda water, right?
It's exactly what it is, I think. But I didn't know that. I was at a comedy club on the East Coast, and I go, I was ordering a drink, and I go, yeah, can I get a vodka soda? And then they were like, what kind of soda?
Kind of
like
soda?
Yeah. A Coke or like, I'm like, what? No. That's disgusting. Have you ever had vodka and Coke? That's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, who drinks
and like,
that?
No. Like, well, you said soda. I'm like, yeah, soda water. And they go, oh, seltzer? I don't know what that is. What, not you... seltzer. Oh, by the way, have you ever seen that Seinfeld sketch? Not sketch, but the Seinfeld scene where they're in the diner talking about what the theme of their TV show is going to be?
Nah, probably.
It's
Jerry
and, huh?
Probably.
It's Jerry and George, and they're sitting there, and they go, what are the show going to be about? And they don't know what they're going to do. And then they just start – it gets quiet, and then they start talking about the salsa. And George goes, have you ever noticed salsa sounds like seltzer? And they have that New York accent.
Yeah, yeah.
And especially George, he's got like that New York Jew accent.
Right. Whoa.
And so it's like, is it seltzer or salsa? Are you ordering salsa or salsa? And it's like – if you're not from New York, those words aren't the same.
Right.
At all.
Yeah.
Seltzer and salsa?
No. How much salsa is being ordered in New York? Is that a bit? I don't feel like. Do they have Mexicans in New York or is it just Puerto Ricans?
Yeah, they got tons of Mexicans
in
New York.
They're called Puerto Ricans over there.
You don't know anything about your own culture, dude.
No, I just don't care. I don't want, you know.
Wow. You might as well be white, not Hispanic.
You know, anything east of the Continental Divide, I'm not that into anyway.
Oh, is there a continental divide?
Yeah, well, there's more than the continental divide. There's a there's a dogmatic divide, a religious divide. We have a lot of divides, cultural, racial, a lot of divides happening right now.
Look, I don't like doing division.
Yeah. Well, there's no multiplying because we're all getting out of this. We're all dying. So how was the pandemic for you? You guys are out now. You guys are clear to run around, do stuff. I mean, how was like? I mean,
not really.
But I mean, more than like the lockdown. Everyone was like, it was like places are open now. Nothing was open.
Yeah, more places are open.
Like, what was it? What were you doing? Just playing Madden when it was all locked up?
Yeah, when I was unemployed, that's all I did. I played Madden. my family, I have a wife and daughter, a 6-year-old daughter, 15-year-old wife, and
yeah,
we just played in this city.
The other cities, they're different ages. You're different.
Yeah,
families.
In this city. No, my wife's 27. My daughter's 6, and we would just play video games. I got Spyro the Dragon. I don't know if you know, but Spyro the Dragon had like a reignited like. Remastered version. It's pretty cool. So I taught my daughter that and played board games, Madden 8. That's it. Dude, I was eating. Like, that was another thing. I was like bored and eating.
Yeah. Well, everyone was. There's just like, how many times did you order from that Greek place by your house?
Shit, dude. I order there. I haven't as much anymore, which is good now that I'm working and stuff, but it was probably at least twice a week.
Yeah.
At least. And I'm thinking like some weeks it's 4 times a week.
Was it ever more than once in a day? That's when you know you have a problem.
No. I would, but here's the thing. I would get chicken shawarma plate.
Oh, yeah.
And then get us. This is exact. I did this order 3 times, maybe 4. Chicken shawarma plate with sauce on the side,
mm-hmm.
an order of chicken on the side, and an order of rice on the side.
Yeah.
So basically, for dinner, I'd have the same exact meal.
You just double down. Yeah, you just don't have to go twice.
Yeah, and they're both. And then the meal comes with a pita bread. So I'd order an extra pita bread, and I would have like a gyro sandwich with each one.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up, though. That's the good stuff.
Oh,
right,
so
there.
Good. And yeah, but I was like, this is a problem, dude. Like, this is so much rice, and this is so much
just
pita bread.
Out.
I gotta take it easy.
Well, you posted something going on a diet. You're hitting the diet, trying to lay off. How's it going?
I was.
You were? Was? Not anymore?
It's just hard.
Yeah.
I'm doing better, but it's just hard.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's the drinking. Like, the drinking. Doesn't
huh?
It? The drinking. The boozing. You stop boozing, you'll shed so many pounds. Although it's vodka sodas, still the vodka. I mean, it's better than other stuff, like beer and stuff. But
it's better, but it's not. It's still, alcohol slows your metabolism by a lot.
Yeah. So, it also just breaks down as sugar, too, in your system. You know, that's although vodka, I don't think does. For some reason, I think vodka is like special something. It's a communist plot to kill us.
It's less sugar in vodka, I think, right? Because vodka is made with
potatoes.
Is made with potatoes. I don't think it all is, though.
Yeah, it turns out I'm realizing now I know very little. I've gotten myself into a conversation I know very little about.
I'm gonna find it because I think some of it's like grains.
Yeah. I think you can make vodka out of almost anything.
That's what it is. Yes, that's what it is. You can make vodka out of almost anything because I learned that when I went to a distillery and they were serving vodka that was made from old wine.
Oh, really?
And they said that. Yeah, they're like, yeah, you can make vodka from almost anything. This is a red wine vodka. And I'm like, okay.
All right. So like how does it qualify as vodka then? What is it? What?
Fermented grains such as sorghum. Which I've never heard of before.
All right. So what just do you have after you eat Captain Crunch?
That's where it is. It's the corn and the rye. Well, not really corn because corn syrup is pretty, but rice, rye, wheat. That's why it's not sugary.
Okay.
Fermentation step creates a product with only about 16% alcohol by volume. Too low for spirits. I got to add something else to it.
Yeah, like wine.
Vodka. What's the main ingredients? Water and alcohol. Thanks.
they just take rubbing alcohol and water it down. Like, here's your vodka. This is Sky. It's great. Sky. That's
it's traditionally it's made by distilling the liquid from cereal grains that have been fermented. Was that like Fruit Loops? With potatoes arising as a substitute in more recent times. So yeah, you're right. Those potatoes are pretty common.
Yeah. I think potatoes are plentiful and cheap. That's easy to make.
Some modern brands use fruit or sugar as the base.
Yeah, the sugar. See, the sugar will fuck you up, man. That's where it's at.
Yeah, dude. That's, yeah.
Did you find yourself boozing more during the quarantine?
Nope. It was less at first. I went through a couple week phase right before things started kind of opening up again. I went through like a few weeks where I was drinking pretty heavily. And my wife actually mentioned to me, she was like, "You're drinking pretty heavily. You went through a bottle of vodka in 2 days." I'm like, "Oh."
Yeah. Well, you know, goes with my chicken shawarma pretty well.
Yeah, I got to put that. I got to drain that shawarma out, you know?
Yeah, you got to do it somehow.
Speaking of my diet, my daughter said the funniest thing today. I took her to Starbucks and I got myself a drink, got my wife a drink, and then I ordered a tall double chocolatey chip cream frappuccino.
Yeah, yeah.
With no coffee in it. And then I look back at my daughter and she's smiling and she goes, "Daddy. Oh, daddy." And I go, "What?" She goes, "You got me a drink." And I go, "No, that's for me." And then she's like, "Okay, first of all, whenever you get three drinks, one is usually for me. And secondly, you're on a diet." Oh, you little rascal.
Get out of the car.
Now I'm definitely drinking your frappuccino.
Right. Now I'm drinking all these. They're all
I'm drinking
now.
Mom's drink,
guess
too,
what?
Just for that. It's on you.
I would imagine, you know, I mean, I quit drinking a while back, but I'll tell you what, man, during this quarantine, there were times when I'm like, maybe this is, I should just start again, like, just for the quarantine at least, like, fuck it, who cares, there's not, but I was able to maintain, but god damn it, there was some times where I'm like, what else is there to do? Like, when I would go to friends' houses, it's like 10 a.m. and they're getting hammered, and I'm like, god, man, it's a little early, but also, oh, what, are you worried about being hungover tomorrow? You don't have to work for the next 3 months.
And you can go to bed at 7 p.m.
Right, yeah, who cares? Time, like, stopped being real.
Time is a construct, man.
That's right, yeah, we just made it up by how many times.
Time isn't real.
I believe that. Is there anything you found, like, rediscovered during the quarantine when you're like, oh, man, I forgot I liked doing this?
Playing guitar.
Really?
I forgot that not that I forgot. It's just like stuff that I never had time for before. And I was like, I miss playing guitar. And so I bought a new guitar.
Nice. Electric, acoustic?
Acoustic. Well, both. It's acoustic, electric.
Oh, you playing some John Mayer? What do you got going on there?
Dude.
Come on. Oh, look, he's going to go get his guitar. Josh is getting his guitar. He's going to play something
Damn.
Look at that. That thing's sexy.
You don't play John Mayer with a guitar like this and a shirt like this. You play Jack Johnson, you fucking fool.
Okay. All right, let's hear. What do you got? What do you? Are you gonna? You should strum us something.
Ah, dude, I'm not good at this.
Come on. If no matter how good you are, you'll already be better than Michael Glatzmeyer.
Oh, really? I've heard his stuff. It's pretty good. Let's see. All right, I wrote this one. That's it. That's all you get.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's four chords. It's pretty basic white boy stuff, you know.
Yeah, but that's more than dabbling. That's playing.
Killing it, dude. Killing it. Come to my arena show.
I'm pretty, yeah. It's half capacity, social distancing.
It's going to be three people at the show.
All right. That's actually able to play a guitar, though. That's more than just like, hey, I bought this.
I can play the guitar. All right. I'm not going to play the guitar because, no, I'm not going to do it. Yeah.
Oh, you got one and you're playing. That's all right. Oh,
yeah. All right, fine. Okay. I'll play one set list. Okay.
We're going to start with a little ditty about to,
We got any suggestions?
Any requests? What do you want to hear Josh play? Yeah, Stairway to Heaven.
Let's do the Michael Glatzmeyer show. Let me get a whiteboard real quick.
Right, yeah. Let me
Sharpie
all right.
And a whiteboard.
Okay. Have a list and be retarded. Just kidding, Michael. I love you.
Just need the lisp.
Oh, God. He's actually going to be here in like a week. I'm excited. I think he's going to stay at my house for a while, so I'll be nice.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, we get a little sleepover together again.
Oh, that's cute.
It's been a while since I've seen him, so.
Where is he? He's down in L.A. now?
Florida. He never even made it to L.A.
What happened? No one ever makes it to L.A.
Dude, I don't. Yeah, I know. And if you do, you're
in Florida.
His wife's family lives there. Uh-huh. So they ended up going there, and I think they were going to head to L.A., but they... this quarantine hit and they got stuck like on this military base with his mom and they're with her mom. And it's like, if you leave, you can't come back in. And they had nowhere else to go. So like, I guess we're just here for like the next few months now.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. So, but yeah, I mean, there's, he's going to make, he's traveling out. He's going to be out here soon.
He's going to get the corona at that Jacksonville airport.
Probably, man. I'm not sure I believe it's real. I think I would have had it. I've been everywhere. I've been in like 8 states in like 3 airports, all major cities on the West Coast. I haven't gotten shit. Or if I did, I don't have any symptoms.
I think that's it. I think the biggest thing is that a lot of us don't get symptoms. I do think it's real. I just don't think that a lot of us get the symptoms. And I think that the numbers are inflated by this and that and that.
Yeah.
This.
By those goddamn politicians.
Like Brendan Schaub has it, has no symptoms.
Right. Well, he's like, he's also in really good shape. I think that's.
How many times have you been tested?
How many times what?
Have you been tested?
Me? Are we talking about for coronavirus?
Yes.
Because otherwise, I don't even get tested. I just get a shot once a week and fucking hope for the
this
best.
This morning, turns out no more syphilis. That's good.
Yeah, good. All right. My dick feels better when I. Is this what it's supposed to feel like when you pee? I've actually never been tested for coronavirus.
Oh, thank God. Me neither. I don't want to be the one jerk.
No, man, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it because I don't know. Cause here's you go. You get tested and I'm still running around doing a million things. And like, I could get tested today and get it tomorrow and then be like, oh, I don't have it. And then just pick it up to, you know, later that day.
The next day, that day.
Right.
I'm worried about going to get tested at a place that gives tests and catching it at that place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because people are like, I feel like shit. I feel so sick. I should go get tested.
Right. They're all there because they're getting tested for.
I don't feel sick. I'm not going to go get tested.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go get the sickness.
Well, have you seen this conspiracy theory about they're like shoving that thing way up into your brain? And it's they think people are like they're either giving you coronavirus when they do it or they or like implanting the chip in you, or there's some like weird thing in like gland up there that can cause like brain bleeding.
Oh, all the way up there or what?
Yeah, yeah. It's like they shove this Q-tip like way up your nose. Yeah.
No, dude.
Yeah. It goes way the fuck up there. And people say it's real uncomfortable.
I don't put anything in my nose.
Yeah. Me neither ever. So apparently there's like a conspiracy that they're like, oh, they're giving you the coronavirus or, you know, they're like, oh, all these kits came back, with a positive match or whatever. It's like, yeah, maybe these people all had coronavirus. It's a good, you know, we're testing more. So there's more cases, of course, like the president said.
Yeah, we got to stop testing. That way we don't have any more cases.
Right. Yeah, it's a real simple answer, man. I don't know why we didn't think of that before. It's
oh jeez. I did think of that actually.
Yeah, we just
no one believed me because I'm an idiot.
Right, but when, you know, you just got to be the president. What do you think about Kanye running?
I think it's stupid. I think he wants Trump to win. And I think he's going to I think he wants Trump to win. And even if he doesn't want Trump to win, I think it's a fucking bullshit thing to do because he's going to steal votes from Biden.
Yeah.
And I'm not – some people have been like, it's not – you're fucked up or say he's stealing black votes. I'm not even saying black votes. I'm saying he's stealing votes.
Yeah, yeah.
There is nobody who is planning on voting for Trump right now that will vote for Kanye instead of Trump.
Right. Absolutely.
Trump is going to get all his votes. There's no one's going to steal votes from him.
Right.
At least – not no one. At least not Kanye.
Sure. I had someone from the Libertarian Party on my podcast the other night, and we were talking about this, and that's part of the problem for me is like there's some libertarian beliefs I really like, but part of the problem that always like deters me from voting because unfortunately it's not a two-party system, but realistically it is. I mean, there's
how many libertarians are in Congress. Zero.
Yeah. I think there's like two actually.
Oh, are there really?
Yeah. But not, they're essentially zero. You're not. Yeah. I mean, it's essentially, and part of the thing is I'm like the people who are going to vote for Trump like you said, are not are highly unlikely going to vote for a libertarian. The people who might vote for Biden are may vote for a libertarian more likely, like a third party. So you're really only taking, you know, votes away from Biden. Not that I want Biden to be
president
either.
A lot of Republican votes will go to libertarian. I think that is more. I think that's more common than
You think so? I mean, people are pretty dedicated. Yeah,
because
to Trump.
Of there's certain things like because there are Republicans that are fed up with Trump.
Yeah,
they would rather a Republican, but maybe the road to get there is libertarian. It's also I don't know. Biden seems like a very Republican guy too.
Well, the guy you know wrote all these crime bills and was heavily involved with the minimum sentencing for drug laws and stuff when the war on drugs and everything like that.
Yeah, it was a big deal during Clinton's administration. He did the crackdown on crack.
Yeah,
where he made it, you know, knowing that it was primarily in the black communities because it was planted there.
Right. Yeah. Thanks, CIA.
made the sentences longer than cocaine because it was worse or whatever. Right. That's just like that's a fallacy. Like that's why I like the Libertarian Party, because they're like, that's stupid. What?
And yeah, it makes no sense. I really like.
But somebody's doing crack, so you're gonna put them in jail? Like, why do you give a fuck?
Yeah, right. Well, especially the people doing it; they're afflicted by an addiction. The people who are like selling mass amounts of crack, put them in jail. But unfortunately, that's the government. So they were the ones pushing all that crack. And have you ever watched that documentary?
Is crack even a thing anymore, or is it just meth now?
Yeah, it's still a thing. It's still around. I know some people who like to pop out some foilies and smoke some crack every now and then.
Look at them and go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, why are you waiting? Yeah,
pass it over, buddy.
I'm people. I'm people. I know. Here's a little tip. Don't use dollar store foil. Step your game up. Okay, spend a little more. You know. Have you ever watched that? There's a documentary on. Do you know who Ricky Ross is? Not the rapper, but like Freeway Ricky Ross, the actual guy.
I don't know who that is.
So he's the guy who like started pushing cocaine across the country. But he worked. He actually worked for like the CIA. Like he has a story about like getting drugs from the government, basically, and selling like mounds of cocaine across the country. He's one of the main guys who started distributing across the country through the ghettos and everything. And did a lot of time in prison.
Do you know when this was?
80s.
Eighties, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So right before Reagan's drug war, or during?
Right around there. I mean, around the time. I can look it. Let me look it up. I mean, yeah, that's where the rapper Rick Ross got his name. And best known for his empire established in Los Angeles, California, in the early to mid 80s. So it's a great documentary. It was on Netflix, but
I love how we started talking about cocaine. All of a sudden, you're like,
"Yeah, I know, God, like, I got
just like you weren't doing it the whole podcast, and then like all of a sudden you're just
have some urges." Yeah. Listen, don't do drugs. Just eat a lot of mushrooms. Just eat a lot of mushrooms these days. So
you can't do that. You can't do too many, man. You can't.
Is once
It'll
a week
fry
too
your brain.
Many?
I honestly believe that,
dude. I've literally been doing them like every Thursday for the last 4 months.
That's not good, dude.
Yeah, no.
I mean, is it a lot or is it like a microdose or in between?
Like I don't know, half eighth or so. It's enough to do a trip.
Sure.
So like a good
couple hours.
Yeah, like a good 6-8 hours. And I don't think it fries your brain at all. Literally, do you know how many times I've done mushrooms in my life? I mean, like hundreds. Like, I mean, I've had probably hundreds of hits of acid in my life. I mean, the amount of drugs I've done. That's like,
You gotta talk to this guy. I don't know if you remember him, Bo Drogman. He worked at the Tacoma Club.
Yeah.
Yeah. He used to always tell us a story, not always, but he told a couple times a story about a guy that he grew up with in high school that did mushrooms like every day for a year or something like that.
Right.
And then after a while, he is fried now forever. He doesn't do them anymore.
Yeah.
And he's just done. Like he's, like everyone that he's a small town in Washington called Shelton, Washington. And yeah. like everyone in that town knows this dude, like, and knows that he is mentally handicapped now
because of,
and, like, they have to approach him differently because he's fucking fried from mushrooms, dude. That terrifies me. Maybe he was doing too much. I don't.
Well, see, I think there's, I feel like that was, he was just probably going to be dumb anyway. I mean, who's from Shelton? Just dumb people anyway.
That's so rude. yeah, dude.
But yeah, they're the worst.
But yeah, dude, there's a reason there's a prison there, dude.
Oh, yeah, see? No, I don't know, man. I think mushrooms don't, there's really, they've done testing. There's no test that prove there's long-term effects of mushroom, like psychedelics, on your body or mind.
That's good. I like to do them every once in a while. You know this.
Yeah, I do.
Remember, we did a show together at a comedy club. Not going to say which one, sure. but in the green room, I ate some mushrooms with you.
Yep.
And, one second.
Oh. Josh left us. He's he's back.
All right. Yeah. So there was like this incident where somebody, not going to name any names, but you had spilled some of my other drug and all over the place and wasted it. And you're like, well, I'll give you some mushrooms. And I said, okay. And I took the mushrooms and I ate them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then a couple seconds later, I fucking threw it up in my hand. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Or were you already tripping? Like,
no, I do remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, wow. And it was like, just like this, oh, this little like oatmeal mush of chewed up mush, the slobbery chewed up mush. Like, some of it was in the back of my throat and it came out. And then I was sitting there and I was like, oh. And ate it again.
That's a trooper, though. You know, that, yeah, you don't waste that shit. That's a trooper, man. You know.
Not after you spilled all my fentanyl.
Yeah, all your, aspirin.
All my Adderall.
I think that's the time too. I think though we got all, it might have been the same night, could have been another night. Stories like this happened a couple times. We got all fucked up and I like left some mushrooms with you, and then like I talked to you a while later and asked you about it, and you're like, is that where I got those? I didn't know. Like, you didn't remember I left. I'm like, here, just take these. And I left.
I don't remember that. Yeah. I think it was your stay at my house.
Yeah.
Left some.
Yeah. Well, no, we were out that night and I gave them to you. I'm like, here, just take these and take them some other time. And, and you're like, and I asked you about it later, like, I was wondering where I got those. I'm like, yeah. Cause it was like at the end of the night, it was like 2 a.m. And I get like, we were at a bar and I just gave them to him, like, just take them and use them later.
That's great. We did. Me and my wife did them.
Good. Yeah. Good. They're great. Yeah. I love them. It's good.
We like to do it every couple months or every few months. If we get, a night where, our daughter's at like grandparents' house or something. Yeah. Like that.
It's a great little relaxer.
It's awesome. We like to just kind of veg out, go in the backyard.
Yeah.
She likes to, I like it too, but she loves to smoke weed with it and chill.
I go on bike rides. I'll get them and like, ooh, I'll ride my bike down the river path and go around downtown Spokane, just ride my bike around for hours. It's great.
I've never tried that. I don't think I've ever done anything active after doing mushrooms. What do you think, Catherine? Have you ever done anything active?
Catherine's his daughter. Josh's 6-year-old daughter.
Yeah, we usually just freak out.
Yeah. Watch a lot of Paw Patrol or that show's canceled, isn't it? I don't know.
I actually hate watching TV after eating mushrooms.
Really?
I despise it.
This show may be a little old for you, but do you remember the show Doogie Howser, MD?
I know what it is. I've never seen it.
Okay. It's on Hulu. I highly suggest it.
Neil Patrick Harris. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the show's not good, but it's fun to watch. I discovered
it. Why recommend it to me?
No, because it's fun. Like, you know, one of the shows, it's like, this isn't good, but it's so bad, it's good.
Okay.
It's not like genuinely good, like high art. It's not like Breaking Bad where you're like, this show's great. You know, you're just like, this show's bad, but so good in a bad way. Okay. And I started watching on mushrooms one night and like plowed through the first season. Basically the first season, most episodes are about an older female doctor trying to statutorily rape Doogie Howser. I was very blown away by what this show was based around. I'm like, I thought this was just a kid, wacky doctor guy. He's like, no, like he's like 14 and there's 4-year-olds being like, Doogie, I want to bang you on this corpse. like what the hell is this show? What's happening? How'd this get past the censors? In 89. Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of impact that had on Neil Patrick Harris's life.
Well, he's a gay man now. So it probably scared him away from women. He's like, is that women? I don't want that. It's terrible.
No.
Speaking of that, I read an article today I wanted to ask you about. See your feelings on this. The Catholic Church got $1.4 billion in pandemic relief through the coronavirus funds from the government.
$1.4 billion
with a B. How's that make you feel? A place that doesn't even pay taxes. It's fucking, you know, one of the richest countries in the world.
How much of that money is going to go to funding lawyers?
Well, that's what I said. Yeah. Or just pay
off on
just
molestation
off.
Cases.
Exactly. Like, really, that's where we're putting this money. Of all the money we have, like, we have, I mean, there's no money left. It's just a weird fake thing we, you know.
Do they think that we're not going to find out? Or do they just not care? The government, like.
At this point, I think they just don't. They're like, listen, we're just fucking with these guys. It doesn't matter. We're gonna do what we want.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that's crazy. $1.4 billion.
Yeah, $1.4 billion. There were a bunch of companies like Pepsi, a bunch of other big McDonald's, a bunch of company like franchise companies got a lot of money from the pandemic relief money from for the coronavirus,
and a bunch of political activists or not activists but political people in office,
yeah,
elected officials, they have received PPP loans,
right? Yep.
And then I know people that have, I personally know people with small businesses that did not get a PPP loan.
Yeah.
They applied and weren't granted it. And that's so infuriating.
Right. Well, it seems like they're trying to get these small, it almost seems like they're trying to get these smaller businesses out of business. So everything is basically monopoly. And, you know,
what it seems like
can
you wait for the Federal Comedy Club company?
That's just the one. Yeah, no jokes about the government though.
They got sensors. They got sensors on each side of the stage. Big fucking dudes in suits, just kind of cross-armed with shades on.
Yeah, just like one of those guys from like the Men in Black. If they don't like what you say, yeah, they just go.
And not Hemsworth or Will Smith,
right?
No one cool,
right? Tommy Lee Jones and Tommy Lee
yeah,
Jones.
Yeah, Tommy
now.
Lee Jones over there, just grumpy old fucking man.
Yeah, from No Country with Old Men. That Tommy Lee Jones.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
Or that other guy, the other guy from No Country for Old Man, Old Men.
Josh Brolin.
Yeah. Huh?
Josh Brolin.
No. The guy who looks. Oh, I didn't.
Javier Bardem.
The whole movie. Huh?
Javier Bardem. The guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Him, because I haven't seen the whole movie, but I've seen like clips and scenes. And I know he goes up and he's like super serious.
Yeah.
And he calls everybody friendo.
Yeah.
Hey, friendo. Like I can imagine him being a censor on the side of a comedy club stage.
And he's got in the movie, he's got this little air pressure gun that's like one of those cattle killers, like one of those little bolt guns, bolt action. Yeah. So he just goes. That's what happens if you fuck around on stage, man. So have you never seen that movie?
You shouldn't have said that word, friendo. No, I haven't seen it.
It's so good. Oh, you got to watch it, dude. That's one of my favorite movies.
Everyone says it's good.
Yeah. Well, you know, everyone liked the Titanic too, but fuck that.
The Coen brothers? Is that the guys?
Yeah, Coen brothers. Yeah. If you like the Coen brothers.
Michael Cohen and
whoever the other one.
The same Michael Cohen that represented Trump.
I think they might be different. I think there's at least three Coen families in America. There might be
Who's
more.
Who's the Coen that's running with Joe Jorgensen?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, fuck. I should know. Actually,
I saw that. I was like, is that Michael Cohen?
I'm going to meet them next Friday.
What?
I think she's going to be on my podcast, actually.
Get out of town. Number 314.
Yeah, well, I'll probably put hers before you. I'll bump
Fair
you.
Enough.
No, she.
This one's getting deleted.
Yeah, this is. We're not. Yeah, there's no film in this camera. I'm performing.
Audio podcast. Yeah. There's no film.
I'm performing at a benefit for her when she's here in Spokane next Friday. And they are
comedy?
Yeah. They asked me to do this benefit, and the chairman, one of the chairmen for the Libertarian Party, reached out to me and asked me to do it. And then they hit me up again, like, hey, would you want to have her on your podcast? I'm like, absolutely. Are you kidding me? Yeah, let's fucking do
Hell
it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Is it going to be like this one? Like, we're going to talk about drugs and.
Sure. I hope so. Fuck, dude. I'll talk to her about anything she wants. I told them I'd even wear a bow tie if they need. So
shit. Just a bow tie.
Let me ask you. I have one joke. Should I lead or close with this joke? I want to ask him, like, so Joe Jorgensen, how does it feel? Do you feel like you're actually qualified to be a presidential candidate as a female who's never murdered anyone?
Ooh.
Do you,
yeah. I think that's a first question. I think that's an opener, not a closer, because you can't close on that.
Yeah, I just want to see if she'll get it, like the whole, you know, the Hillary nod of Hillary murdering people, obviously. So
how does it feel to be the first presidential candidate? The first female presidential candidate who hasn't murdered anyone.
Yeah, that's the way I originally wrote it. I had to reword it though because there's been more female presidential candidates over the years.
Oh, in a general election though, I guess Green Party.
Yeah, probably some weird shit.
That one,
yeah.
Jane Stein or Jill Stein, yeah, ran a bunch of times.
Yeah, yeah. The
I guess so.
But maybe I could just word it that way. They'll get it. It'll be easy. They'll get it.
She has been bragging. I don't know if it's her or just her team or other people for her, but like they've been bragging. Like, wouldn't it be cool if there's a presidential candidate who hasn't sexually assaulted anyone?
They should pay someone to come out and say that they've been sexually assaulted by Joe Jorgensen.
Oh God, please no. You know what? I can't wait to hear Tucker Carlson's Me Too story.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's come on. Hurry up already.
Does he have one legitimately or is he just going
to
come out?
He's
with
got
that?
To, I don't know. Probably.
Oh wait. Oh, okay. Hold on. You mean who he molested, not someone molesting him. For some reason, yeah, I thought yeah, him yeah. on the business end of this molesting.
Oh yeah, my bad. No. He's on the business end. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, he's definitely like you don't get to the top of Fox News without sexually assaulting or harassing somebody, right?
Some Megyn Kelly somewhere along the way.
There's no way he's a nice guy and then made it to the top of Fox News. No way, dude.
Right. Yeah.
And you watch a show and you're like, man.
Yeah.
He's got to, fuck, it makes me sick.
It feels like anyone who's like that high up in media anywhere is gonna be. Has got some skeletons in their closet.
Oh yeah, I got skeletons in my closet.
Yeah,
literal skeletons
of people that you molested. And
no, my parents.
Yeah, there. Just keep them. Are they hung up? Or
the whole family? We keep There's a box. It's a skeleton box.
Yeah, you got to put them back. Every Christmas. Closet. We put them back together, reassemble them. It's our tradition.
Every Halloween, we put them together. We put them on the front porch.
Right, take pictures. Halloween 2020.
Just me and my dad.
Just hanging out again. Wacky dad. This weekend at Bernie's has gone too far.
Yeah, everybody in my family has to get a bigger closet when they buy a house.
More people. Who's got grandma's bones? It's in the will.
We don't have We don't have a family tree. We have a family urn.
Just one family casket.
Keep adding the ashes to it. Ew, that's a weird kind of deathly incest I wouldn't want to think about.
Yeah.
Ew, can you imagine mixing your ashes with somebody else's?
Yeah, I feel like once I'm dead, I don't really.
You get pulled out of heaven for that one.
Yeah, you think so? You're like, listen, you got to go. They're doing some weird shit down there.
We gotta take you out of here. Why? What happened? Somebody mixed your ashes with Ken's, so.
And you know how we feel about mixing fabrics, let alone mixing anything else. That's just way, way worse. So, let's see. How much time have we got here? All right. You know what we're going to do? I have a segment I play with all first-time guests. It's called the Rundown. It's a series.
I like you to call me a first-time guest, not a one-time guest.
First of many. Now that we can do this via Zoom, so
first time anal.
Yeah, first. Come on, that's for act like it's your first time.
Go, he's cool. Come on.
Yeah. So The rundown is a series of questions. They're pretty innocuous.
My wife runs wild.
I know. She keeps coming by. She's like, what the fuck is these assholes doing? Just a series of questions we ask. Individually, they don't mean much, but together, they just start to paint a tapestry of someone as a whole. So we're going to ask you some individual questions and see what you think. First question, just because we were talking about presidents.
Have to be honest?
You know, you pretend like you're going to be at least, but yeah, you know, it works better if you are, but you answer them how you will. You're not under oath. Because we were talking about presidential candidates just a moment ago, if you could elect any celebrity president, who would your celebrity president be?
The Rock.
The Rock?
Yeah.
How come The Rock?
I don't know. I just like him.
Yeah. He seems
very affable.
I
can trust him.
Yeah.
I've seen him lie and I've seen him act. I know when he's telling the truth.
You know, when he raises that eyebrow. He's like,
yeah, I know. Yeah, I can tell when he's acting. He's not a terrible actor, but no, you could tell.
Right. He's like, you know what The Rock is cooking? A new economic plan that's going to save you 10% on your taxes every year. I like it. The Rock. I feel like he'd be a great president. We're not. If he ran, he would win, too.
That's the thing. I also know that if he ran, we'd find out some stuff about him.
Oh, like bad stuff or good stuff? Bad stuff.
Bad
you think?
Stuff. But I don't know. I don't feel like he doesn't have very much bad stuff. But I don't know him.
You know, who knows? Because it's one of those things where, you know, he's in the limelight and like the whole, you know, when the Me Too thing came out, like, you know, people, you know, who deserved it. Got Me Too'd, and then a lot of people kind of got hit with shrapnel that maybe didn't quite, like, people were grasping at straws a little bit. You feel like
sure.
You would have heard something, but also a lot of these guys are so protected by the studios. I mean, you know, they're where it just never comes out, you know, payoffs and shit. So,
he's cool though. I would vote for him.
All right. How about, let's talk about music. What's your guilty pleasure song? Like a song you're banging, you're loving it. You roll up to a stop sign, look over. There's a bus stop with people there. Windows go up. You don't want people hearing you listen to this song. Guilty pleasure song.
Right now, it's Savage Love by Jason Derulo.
Oh, man. Savage Love by Jason Derulo. Is that like
Savage
a...
Savage Love. Did somebody... That one. The one from TikTok?
Is that... I've never heard that.
What?
No, man. Let me see if I can.
It is a catchy, but it is not a tough guy song.
It's not a. Let's see, Savage Love.
Mm-hmm.
By who? Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo. Yeah.
I'm on Spotify. Is it gonna be on Spotify?
Yeah, it's on Spotify, dude.
Let's see. Is it this one? Is this it?
Yeah.
Kind of jazzy. I can see you listening to this. It's got a little bit of an island feel.
Yeah, kind of sounds like mariachi a little bit.
Oh, it's got a little of that too.
A little bit, yeah. I like it though.
All right. That's kind of a nice poppy summer song.
It's really poppy. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah, and that's why it's embarrassing to listen to it.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, you can't listen to that in the winter. If it's summertime, barbecue in your backyard, flip-flops on, all day.
Yeah.
No problem.
It snows out, you better put that song
away.
Yeah,
that dude. Song's got to go to rest, man. Yeah, it's like playing Kokomo in the winter. What are you doing?
Yeah, come on, dude.
All right, how about, we'll stick with music. How about karaoke? What's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, I can't sing, dude, so I don't really sing karaoke. If I knew karaoke, usually it's like a Sublime song, probably.
All right, like Santeria or something, or
nah, more like a Bad Fish or like We're All Gonna Die from Our Arrogance or whatever it's called.
Okay.
There's another one. What's it even? I don't remember the I don't remember the 5446 or whatever the.
Oh,
the one that's like, that's my number.
Oh, okay.
That's my number now.
All right.
5446. Oh, yeah. 5446. That's my number. That's the song.
All right. That's Sublime's good. I always forget about Sublime. Then I listen to them for a while. I'm like, oh, I forgot how much I like them. Then I just completely forget about them for like a year again. I don't know how that.
Well, yeah, they're old.
All right. In a doomsday/zombie apocalypse scenario, how long do you think you'd survive?
Quite a while.
Yeah.
Everyone does. Everyone thinks that, but I survived war quite a while. Yeah. I would do all right.
You got some skills, some survival skills.
I got some skills. I have some weapons. I know some people.
There you go.
I think that's very important, too. I know people.
Yeah.
Like, there are people that, if a zombie apocalypse happened, within 6 hours, I would probably already have a plan established with multiple people on where we're meeting, where we're going, what our plan is, all our ammunition, all of our supplies. Like, that's like a skill that I have for the rest of my life that I have no fear. And I know that other people don't have that skill. So, like we were talking about earlier with comedy, like, I know you don't have those survivor skills, so I know I'm going to survive longer than you. If it's me against you.
Yeah, I get it. Sorry. Would you form a group or would you go independent? You always run the risk when you form a group.
You what? When you form a group?
You always run a risk of like being more vulnerable or someone going rogue.
Sure. You have that risk. I would initially start with a group and then see and then assess. But I don't know. The people that I know are people that I know from those situations.
Yeah.
People I trust.
Yeah, so you're like, this would be okay.
I've gone to war with them.
Yeah.
Or maybe I haven't gone to war with them, but I've trained with them or we're close friends or family or whatever.
Right. Yeah. So you'd be all right. You'd do okay for a while.
Yeah, I'd be all right for a while. I don't know if it would, you know, forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Run the risk of that.
Until you run out of ammunition.
A what, musician?
Until you run out of ammunition.
Oh, yeah.
No, until you become a musician and pull out your guitar, then people are like, listen, you son of a bitch.
What?
Yeah, zombies everywhere. We can't listen to your Jack Johnson bullshit right now.
I will cure zombies with Jack Johnson covers. Right.
All right, if you had a time machine and could visit any time in history, what time would you visit and why?
Can it be the future?
It's funny you say that. I've been asking this question for years, and a couple episodes ago, I had our mutual friend Monica Nevy on. She was the very first person who ever said she would go to the future. Everyone always said the past. And I'm like,
I'll go to the future.
All right.
Because I know what the past is, mostly.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound enticing.
But is there like a time you'd want to see, though? I mean, there's nothing like, I want to see it. I want to pet a T-Rex or like fucking, you know, or like, you know. I want to be there when John Booth Wilkes kills Lincoln.
I would, you know what? I would go back and see my dad before he left us.
Wow. Okay. This got sad.
I know. It's also not true, but.
Okay. What about where in the future would you go?
Huh?
Where in the future would you go?
I'd probably go like 100 years into the future, like for sure past my time.
Yeah.
And 100 years seems like some real progress could happen technology wise and stuff like that. Hopefully. And I think maybe, you know, what's it called? Environmentally.
Sure. Yeah.
Be interested to see. Cause if 100 years from now, I would think it's either going to be exponentially worse or slightly better.
Yeah. You don't think exponentially better is going to happen?
No, yeah. Not at all. There's so much progress is slow.
Yeah.
Deterioration is fast.
That can happen real quickly. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I don't think we have a ton of progress. Like, my internet's still going to be just as slow as it is in 100 years.
Nobody fights deterioration. People fight progress. Deterioration happens regardless of how much you fight, but progress requires
people to work together.
Yeah, because you're not going to, what are you going to do? People are making money off the things you know.
Yeah, right. So we're paying $100 for a fucking shitty dial-up or whatever. It's
little things, man. It's like I was talking to my friend the other day about the new stadium name for the Key Arena in Seattle. It's Amazon bought the rights to it, and they're calling it not Energy First. That's Cleveland's. It's called like something like that. It's some kind of environmental name or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, really, Amazon? Like the fucking people who put products on planes and
right, fucking burn more
delivery trucks and trains than
anyone
every
else.
Yeah. Oh, the ones that are importing goods from across the world every single minute of the day,
right?
On freighters, come on, dude. And then he was like, "Yeah. They're gonna. It's called that because they're gonna have the whole stadium's gonna be powered by solar panels only." And then we started talking about we looked it up and like making one solar panel takes like 3 barrels of oil.
Oh, yeah. It's
between the transportation, like all the different things, you know, it's like, is that real? You're not even being progressive is still deteriorating at the same time.
Right. Well, it's like a Prius. A Prius car, to make that lithium ion batteries they use, do you read like the hole in the ground of like mining and shit, the impact that makes for to make those batteries is fucking astronomically bad for the environment. But they're like, well, then I got this fucking car I don't put gas in. It's like, yeah.
But it's not fossil fuels.
Yeah. Right. You like, yeah, you try and do good, but you're also fucking up some other thing completely. So there's a very wise man. He was a doctor friend of mine when I lived in LA. He once told me, he said, there's in these words,
is that
always,
his name?
What
was that his name?
What
he was doctor a, friend of mine?
No, yeah, doctor friend of mine. That was that's a he was a witness protection program. He used to tell me, he's like, there's no such thing as a free lunch in nature. And like, I'm like, dude, truer Ooh. Words have never been spoken. You know, you try it like, oh, we're going to make solar panels, but we're paying, you know, this oil, or we want to make this battery that, but well, you dig this hole that pollutes this. And it's like,
right.
Yeah. There's no, yeah. Either way, anyway, you cut it, you're doing something shitty. So,
the future would be cool though, too.
Yeah. I think the future would be fun to see. I don't know. I don't think.
And I could see how many Super Bowls the Chargers haven't won.
Yeah, well, if you're going 100 years in the future, I would guess 100. The 100.
100, yeah, 100 not won. Yeah. 100 not been to either.
Maybe the playoffs once, you know.
If we're lucky.
All right, because I know you like pizza, despite your diet you've been on. If you could have one pizza for the rest of your life, not from a place, just toppings, any toppings you want on that pizza, but now that's the only pizza you can ever have for the rest of your life, what toppings are those?
Italian sausage and onions.
Oh, that's a pretty good combo.
Yeah, because even if you don't want the Italian sausage, you can take it off and you're not left with much residue. A little bit of grease.
Yeah.
The sausage, but other than like a pepperoni, that flavor stays on there.
Yeah.
Pineapple fucking sucks. Chicken gets dry.
Right. Chicken on pizza is never good.
It sometimes is good, but it's mostly dry. It's almost always dry.
Right. I mean, I like the chicken. It's just, yeah, it just goes dry so fast when you put it on there. Well, they usually use cheap chicken too.
Really cheap chicken.
All right. Last question. I say if you were, but I'm going to say when you become a hip hop star, what's your rap name going to be?
Oh, good question. Probably a serial killer.
Killer with a K-I-L-L-A.
Yeah. And serial spelled like C-E-R-E-A-L.
Okay. There you go. Serial killer. Again, coming at you. Get you before breakfast, motherfucker. Yeah. First thing in the morning, I'm coming for your ass.
This is my album cover.
Just mean mugging with a
And then milk dripping off of the and in my beard.
Just right, almond milk though, because you're conscious. Look, I still got a life to live, man. All right, that's it. That's the rundown. There you go, guys. All right. Well, shit, man. I got some.
Got to plug some applause in there or some music in there.
Yeah, we'll get some.
That's the end of the rundown.
That's the end of the rundown. That's it.
Yeah, we ran it down, baby.
Josh, tell everyone, shout out your social media, where people can find you, any upcoming dates. Keep in mind, this is coming out on the 23rd. So anything after that or any social media, though, too.
Okay. I don't think I have any live shows planned for after the 23rd right now, because it's all kind of
nobody does
loosey goosey. But you can find me at @Josh_Firestein on all social medias.
All right, there you go. So follow him, guys. Find him if you're in the area where he's going to be performing. Check him out. He's very funny. And I'll put the links to his social media in the episode also. So you can go check those out. All right, guys.
Ooh, well, check out my YouTube. My YouTube's got some funny shit.
There you go. Josh_Firestein there.
No, just Josh Firestein on YouTube. I don't know. Is there a username on YouTube? I think it's just you look up my name.
Yeah, I think you have to have like a shit ton of, not that you don't, but I think you have to have a shit ton of users, and then you can have like a unique one. Until then, they're like,
I don't.
Yeah, I don't. I don't either. I have like seven.
You assume correctly.
Yeah, it's like the people who have good YouTube pages, like, how did you do that? I don't even know how to, like, you can't like add friends on it like other places. So
I feel like if you're asking how did you do, you're never gonna be good at it.
I'm never gonna. YouTube is
how
not,
do I do Twitter? You're never gonna be good at Twitter. If you just ask that question.
Yeah. I can't.
Either you know, or you don't.
I haven't figured out.
It's like sex, dude.
Yeah, I don't know that. I'm still waiting to try that out. One day. I don't know how I got chlamydia seven times and I'm still a virgin. It's fucking amazing. My priest said it was a miracle. I'm not seeing any of that $1.4 billion.
Asking for some money.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not tithing anymore.
Right?
I don't go to Catholic church, but if I did, I'd be I'm not fucking tithing.
You guys got the money. You know, the Vatican is officially its own country, and it's actually the richest country in the world. Yeah. So
great.
Yeah. Great. Right.
Fantastic.
So, all right. Well, guys, that's it. Thank you very much. Like I said, go check out Josh. You'll see the links to all his social media, and look out for upcoming dates. I know there's going to be a lot once this stuff starts opening up again. As for me, you can keep going to my calendar, but like everyone else, again, there's no fucking dates. There's nothing happening.
Cool calendar, though.
Yeah, it's really great. There's like all the days. Oh, actually, I do have some stuff like Lewiston's coming back next month, and I've got like in Montana, I think it's coming back in September. So look for stuff in those states. But Washington, who fucking knows? So otherwise. But yeah, guys, for the Social Hour, I've been Dees. For Josh, thank you very much, guys. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Aunt Jemima, NBC, Tyson Brand Foods, Russia, Sky Vodka, Michael Glatzmeyer, Libertarians, and Shelton Washington. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!